Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Are you going to start every show like that?
Till they
this
win.
Week?
Giants lose 4-2.
No. Okay, you're in a mood today, and I need to know why. Right off the bat, you were rude to Steven Rizzotto. You were rude to the boss. What's going on today? Is it because it's a holiday? Happy Juneteenth, by the way.
Sure,
but
it's because
it's a holiday, and there's no one else here.
I don't know what it is. I'm in a really good mood today. And so, you know, the boss comes in, and let me tell you a little something about the boss. He prides himself that he can get anybody in an interview. The man virtually makes love to his Rolodex. He just absolutely loves it. And he likes to get great guests. So he walks in today, and I can tell he's feeling a little chipper. And I simply said to him, hey, big boy with a Rolodex, what do you say we get Caitlin Clark on today? She's in town. They play the Valkyries.
You said I'll take her 1:30.
1:30. Caitlin Clark.
She's not coming on.
We'll see if he can come through, the big guy.
And he looked at you and said, why the hell would you expect Caitlin Clark on a day like today? It's game day, Steiny.
Listen, she's good enough. She can skip her nap for Steiny, Guru, and Evan Giddings. No, that's one of the reasons we got action in the city today. We got Giants this afternoon. We got Caitlin Clark coming in to Chase Center. It's going to be a fun day. I know we got our good friend Stephen Langford at KCBS is doing the double dip. He's going to both. So great day in the city. Looks like it's going to be a nice day out there too. So I'm in a good mood. Why not? Why not? Life's too short, Evan. Too short.
Well, first of all, San Francisco is a buzz today because I feel like with the Red Sox coming into town tomorrow, I know the Giants lost again, but people are still riding high on the trade buzz of Devers. Caitlin Clark's in town, and I got to tell you, like, I'm excited for the game tonight. Like, I'm excited for the game at Chase Center tonight because it's something that I haven't seen before. That's what I love about sports. It's why I wanted to go to the first game where Devers was in a Giants uniform, because you might see something you haven't seen. And though Devers has played and he's been a champion and all the rest, it's like, it's something new. It's something fresh. And maybe it is because I grew up a Warriors fan, Steiny, where a lot of the games are going to watch the other team. But I think there can be something about when a star walks into a building and everybody just has to kind of respect the gravitas of that individual. And I think that Caitlin Clark has that. And not a lot of people do.
Well, she's clearly got something because, you know, I just went on Ticketmaster. And you can get a seat tonight courtside. It cost you about $4,000.
Only?
Yeah. $4,500, something like that. But no, I went they play the Fever tonight, and then over the weekend they play the Connecticut Sun, and I just did a price comparison. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, you can get a second level seat for the Sun game for $20, and tonight it looks like the cheapest remaining ticket is like $100. So she's got something going on, and there is something about the first time somebody comes to a building, and she is, boy, whew, like she's LeBron right now in the WNBA, no doubt about it.
Well, she's box office. I mean, I think that's, you know, we've been discussing the Giants the last couple of days, and it's been about, like, what have they been missing? It feels like they haven't really had a box office individual. And even though he went 0-for-3 last night and just got a walk, it's like, you know, that's kind of why you go to games, I think, as an average fan. Like, we're sitting here, we're going to dissect games and talk about it for 4 hours a day. But if you're an average fan, I got to imagine you're going to see somebody. It's not like the ballpark's great, Chase Center is an awesome venue, but the performers, the entertainers are the ones that matter. And right now, it's, you know, the Bay Area, especially with the Warriors being done, the Niners upcoming, it's like I don't know. It's like, to me, Stine, that's what's been so fun about this week is it feels like there's now like an emergence of more things this summer that are going to demand our attention. And if you're a fan going to these games, it's like, yeah, that's why I would pay $100 to go see a game tonight.
Yeah, and as it relates to the Giants, this trade for Devers, I mean, the least it's going to do is keep this team interesting through July, let's put it that way, or up until the trading deadline. Obviously, how many games they win is going to be a factor into how much interest there is. But there's no doubt that the interest in the Giants right now is as high as it's been for a while. And I don't know if 2021 was better than this or not as much, but this feels a little bit different. But just real quick with the Giants, I remember we were talking about if they needed a bat. And everybody agreed they needed a bat. But then every once in a while, someone would throw in, you know, they probably need more than one bat. And I get it. They just got Devers. But they haven't been scoring runs. You look at their last four games again. They essentially have 9 runs if you take away Schmidt's homer against a position player. So they still are challenged to score runs. I think they're going to score more with Devers, but without Chapman and with a lot of outs in that lineup, they can still be handled.
Well, even with Chapman, Chapman's fine. It's not like you're getting Ralph Kiner back in your lineup. Like, you're not getting a guy that's going to give you 50 home runs a year. And yeah, I know that tickles you because you know who he is. The Giants lineup is still not that powerful. It just was so depleted and devoid of anything that was consistent, honestly, that Devers felt like this massive boost. But I remember, I think it was, it might have been the afternoon show. Granny and I were talking about this. Like, you know, like, you look at the Dodgers lineup. That lineup's incredible. And you look at even like a Padres lineup. That's a really good lineup. The Diamondbacks lineup is a pretty good lineup. Now, the Giants might be better teams than the Padres or the Diamondbacks by the end of the season, but as far as offense is concerned, like, you still have it. Just because you get Devers doesn't mean that Tyler Fitzgerald is going to hit better. It doesn't mean that Patrick Bailey's not going to be swinging a broomstick, though he had a couple hits last night. It doesn't mean that Yaz, though he's been hitting better, isn't still a .240 hitter. Like, he can impact Adames. I think he can help the middle of that order, but I'm looking up and down at guys that aren't named Casey Schmidt or Smith or Flores, like fill-ins or platoon options. I'm looking at guys that play every day. Tyler Fitzgerald and Patrick Bailey play every day for your team, and they are walking 1-for-4s or 0-for-3s. That isn't going to change by you going out and get a Rafael Devers.
No, it's absolutely not. And they've got other guys who are struggling right now too. Adames is one of them. Jung Hoo Lee is one of them. But you're right. I mean, you look at that lineup, and I asked you, I'll tell the listeners what I asked you before the show. And it was, why is Casey Schmidt batting fifth? Casey Schmidt. And you had a couple practical responses. But Casey Schmidt hits fifth on this team right now. What are we doing? So, yes, you're right. Devers can camouflage some things, but not everything. We got to also get into, the guy we got to talk about is Schneeman. Schneeman.
You know his first name?
I could care less. I have no idea. I just know he took Verlander deep. He left it out over the plate, Risotto.
Well, that's the guy we really got to talk about. No, not Schneeman.
Oh.
It's Verlander.
Oh, okay. We can do that. He left that one out over the plate. There's no way he wanted to put it there, 0-2, Evan. No chance. Got away from him a little bit.
Well, he's 42 years old.
Okay.
He's no longer a Hall of Famer. And a guy named Schneeman, 10 years ago, is in the dugout on that pitch.
Schneeman. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Fun day coming up today. We got the Giants finishing up their series against the Guardians. Caitlin Clark in town. Let me ask Bay Area sports fans, you feeling this kind of day? What's Caitlin Clark in town? Is that registering with people? The Giants still captivating your imagination, even though they're struggling a little bit? Hey, coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. That's right, the Valkyries take on Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. And also, you can hear it on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones, they're on the call. You can always watch the games on KPIX Plus with the pregame starting at 6:30. You planning a road trip? Tahoe, Napa, down the coast? Make your first stop Valvoline Instant Oil Change. All you got to do, drive in, stay in your car. You're done in 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before the snacks are even packed. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons.
On every baseball team the Giants play, who you know nothing about.
Please.
And come in the next day, and you've fallen in love with. What is it about Schneeman you like, Stein?
Well, first of all, he didn't give in down 0-2 to Verlander.
No, he didn't.
And here's the other thing. I mean, he had backspin on that. I think everybody saw that. You get backspin on that ball, hitting it the other way, it can go a long way. I didn't think it was going to go that far, though. When it came off the bat, I didn't think it was a home run. But
give it hard. Hit it hard. Give it a chance.
No, it was.
Well, all right. Verlander is someone that I texted you guys this last night. I actually don't think he really cares about pitching in June. Like, I really don't. It's his first start back off an injury. But the issue is, more Steiny, like, he's your third starter now. He's your third best starter. And the Giants, yes, they needed a bat. They were able to trade from a position of strength, which is their pitching. But you got to give something to get something. I'm not saying that the Devers deal isn't one that you don't make, but there are... It's kind of like the Butler deal. Like, there are some consequences to it. You make the Jimmy Butler deal 100 times out of 100, but you lose a little something defensively. All right, the Giants go out and make the move for Devers. You do that 100 times out of 100. You lose a little starting pitching depth. And now you're almost more reliant on Justin Verlander than before. And he's coming back off injury. He's 42 years old. His fastball is 93.5 miles per hour. It used to be triple digits. Like, you're not getting the Justin Verlander of 2023 or 22. And I just feel like it puts so much more pressure on someone like Logan Webb, who's throwing today. You have to win those games.
Yep.
Because your offense is still not exactly where you need it to be in order to win just by your bats. Like, this, make no mistake about it. I said at the moment that they traded for Devers, I'd still believe it. The strength of this team is its pitching. And they have to throw well if they're going to be in games. They haven't pitched particularly great. They didn't pitch particularly great yesterday. The starter was fine. But the moment you gave up that three-run home run to Schneeman, it's like, this game might be over.
And that's kind of the way I felt. I felt after the, and I went back and watched it, but I was, listening to it. And he hits that home run, Schneeman does, and it felt like the ballpark got a little dead. And then they, there were a lot of routine fly ball outs last night. I just thought, yes, after the Schneeman homer, and then they went, obviously Ramos homers to make it 4-2. But after that, they didn't make a ton of noise. It did kind of feel like that stretch where they couldn't score a lot of runs. Like last night, I was kind of watching the offense saying, I don't know if they can come back in this game. You're right. And that kind of was a little bit similar to before Devers got here. I mean, we know that it's not going to do a 180 overnight. But yeah, they have some guys in that lineup that right now don't put any fear into the opposition. There are outs up and down that lineup.
Well, and the other part about it too is, I know we're going to talk a bit about Devers because the Red Sox are coming into town tomorrow. Will Fleming was on with the Morning Roast, had some interesting things to say, but Devers, there's also so much more pressure on him to produce in the at-bats that he does have. Like, if Devers doesn't do anything, especially with Chapman being out, Steiny, it's going to be really hard for them to string together big innings. Like, if you look at the lineup that Devers was hitting in Boston compared to the lineup that he's hitting in now in San Francisco, like, he has to be the man. And I think he's a great hitter. But in Boston, you're hitting with Jaron Duran, Trevor Story, now Roman Anthony. Like, there's other bats that demand respect in their lineup, even though Boston isn't as good of doesn't have as good of a record as the Giants. Now, if Devers, like last night, I think his third at bat, he swung at a first pitch curveball, popped up, easy out. Like, those are at bats that kill you now, as opposed to before where there's about three or four guys in the lineup he used to hit in that he doesn't have to put as much pressure on himself.
Well, yeah. Now, you're right. Without Chapman, he is the lone bat. And you'd like to think that when Chapman gets back, then all three of them will be a little bit better off. But it was funny because we were getting ready for the show, and Sam Lubman, the great, comes out. And he always likes to spring these questions on me out of nowhere. And he goes, Steiny, Giant season a success? And I said, what do you mean, like right now? He said, yeah, is it a success right now? And I said, yeah, it's a success because if the season were to end today, they'd be a playoff team. And he said, yeah, I agree. And he said, but what if, he said, do you think they're going to make the playoffs? And I said, I'm a little worried if their starting pitching is going to hold up. Like that's, you're right. That's where Harrison comes in. Not that he was, a stopper by any sense, but there was more depth that he gave you. And now you're walking a little bit tighter rope with Roop and Birdsong, who you're relying upon for the first time to go pitch late into the season. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you got Verlander, who's 42, who we got to find out if he can pitch late into the season. So that to me, like when you say pitching, I'm more worried about the starters, obviously, than the relievers.
Yeah, but when we talked about this yesterday, your concern revolved around, like, Robbie Ray.
Yeah, and I think Webb's great. Webb's fine. Robbie Ray has to keep pitching like he pitched in the first half. And I'm not sure that he can do that. He's a great pitcher when he's healthy. I just, the last couple outings, he looks a little bit more hittable. And the problem is Robbie Ray's got to be really good. Like, he's got to be their second best pitcher from here on out. And, his history's a little bit checkered in that area.
Well, no, I mean, I think he's...
I mean, when he's healthy, you usually know what to expect.
Yeah, but that's the issue. It's like, so, like, when you're putting together a staff, like, you have two spots for, let's say, your catcher, right? You have your starting catcher and your backup catcher. If your starter goes down, you have your backup step in. Like, when you remove Harrison and to some extent Hicks, like, everybody moves up a slot. And that's a lot of different pitchers. Like, you need eight to nine guys throughout a season that are going to pitch for your team, that are going to make starts, because guys are going to get hurt, guys are going to miss time, guys are going to go through ups and downs, they're going to be ineffective. And so, again, it's not that the Devers trade wasn't, I think, a smart deal for Posey to make, but I don't think that people ask themselves the question of what was the consequence of that when you did it. Like, it wasn't just a risk-free move. Everyone was elated when it happened, and I totally get it. I think that's fair. You should be excited. But there are consequences to trading from your position of strength to get something that you don't have yet. And, like, the Giants, I actually think their starting pitching probably, it tricked us a little bit in the month of May. They were really, really good. I'm not saying their bullpen. Like, their starting pitching tricked us a bit in May because they had, like, a 2.3 ERA or something like that. They were unbelievable. But you're not going to get those kinds of starts every single month. And so far through the month of June, they've actually been closer to the starting pitching staff. They've been in April. And it's why I think they're going to have a lot of these sort of seesaw types of series or homestands, because they're not really that consistent. Like, they have great frontline pitching. I'm actually not as worried about Ray as you are. I think Webb and Ray are both solid. But now 3 through 5, Birdsong, I really like. Roop, I have my questions about. And Verlander, to me, is the biggest question, because not only is he not as good as he used to be, but he's also injury prone. And after that, you're talking about a bunch of river cats that are going to have to come pitch for the Giants.
Yeah, when I think about the guys after Webb and Ray, you know, that's you're right. That's where, you know, they're going to need innings out of Verlander too in the second half of the season. But yeah, I absolutely think, and this is what I was thinking the whole time, when they went through the 16-game stretch where they only scored 32 runs, they went 7-9 in that stretch. And depending on how you look at it, you could feel good about it because you didn't score any runs. By the same token, you could feel bad about it because you pitched so well and still didn't win half your games. But I think it's unrealistic to think this starting pitching from this point on is going to be as good as it was in the first half of the season. So they may need Devers just to kind of break even in that regard, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'll throw this at you. Like, how much better do you think that they got by acquiring Devers?
I think they went from a fringe wild card team to one that should make the postseason. You know what I mean? I think they've solidified, they've greater solidified second place in the NL West, if you know what I mean. They've gone from like a third wild card battle to they should be entrenched as the first or second wild card.
Yeah, I think they definitely became more legitimate. I think it's interesting, like, listening to the comments from a lot of baseball people the last few days, Smoltz, Bowden, guys that have been on the morning show and World and Dibs as well. It's like, I've heard a lot of people say that they got better,
right.
But no one is putting them, no one's putting them in the, at least from what I've heard, like, realistically in a position to challenge the Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers are going to win the division, but the Giants are now, I think, in a much better spot to acquire a wild card. Like, if you look at the top four teams in the NL, like, it's the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Mets, the Phillies. I think what this trade did is move the Giants into clearly the second tier of teams, which is good enough to get a wild card. And to me, that has always been the goal this season. But I wonder if people, like, you know, Goo was saying it was to make the playoffs and now it's to win a round. I mean, for me, it's, I do think that there's pressure to make the playoffs this year, but doing much more than that, I don't know if this team is that good.
Well, let me ask you this, just how you view the playoffs in, let's say, basketball versus baseball. Okay, and here you can use the Butler comparison. So the Warriors were a 500 team, and they didn't have Jimmy Butler. So what were they looking at? Well, they were looking at being a 9 or 10 seed, a play-in, very similar to, let's just call it the sixth place, the third wild card team, the sixth best team in baseball, in the National League. So then Butler comes, and they're clearly better. Okay, so then we start saying, well, maybe they're better than a play-in team. They look like a playoff team, and now they can win a round. It's kind of defined like that in basketball. Can they win another round? They might be able to win two. They're not going to the final. I look at baseball different. Like, I don't give the Giants necessarily a better chance to win the World Series because of Devers, but I give them much better odds and a much better chance to get into the postseason. And then, in baseball, you take your chances. And then once you get into the postseason, maybe what you find out is that Devers can carry you in a series or two, and Webb and Ray can carry you in another series if you need it. And the next thing you know, you're in the World Series. But for me, in baseball, it's really hard to see an acquisition or a loss and then put somebody into World Series contender or not. I mean, it's still about making the playoffs. And in baseball, if you can make the playoffs, that's the first step.
Yeah, but I do think that there are clearly teams that, like, if the Giants made the World Series, I think that would be a surprise.
I agree.
If the Dodgers don't make the World Series, that would be falling short of expectation. For them. Like, it just would be.
Yeah.
But that's why I think that there are tiers to this. Like, the Giants were, to me, like a fringe, they were a third, maybe a second tier borderline team before. Devers makes them legitimate. Like, that's a second tier team in the National League. And I think that's a pretty good place to be, considering it's Posey's first season at the helm. Like, last year, really the last 3 years, you've been 500. Like, you haven't been bad, you haven't been very good. This year, there is a bit more sustainability to them. I just don't necessarily know, like the most sustainable part about them was their pitching. And now Right. It's starting to feel like they took a bit of that, a place of depth, and they tried to shift it towards their offense, which really stunk. And Devers can't mask all of their right. deficiencies. He just can't. The bottom third of that order, for the most part, is not very good. Like, that's why Jung Hoo Lee's hitting seventh.
Yeah,
because he's hitting 160 in his last 9 games. Like, he has not been able to hit the ball very well, and so we need to put Ramos, who's been tearing the cover off the ball, at the top of the order, because we got to get him more at-bats. Like, it's not so much about Schmidt hitting fifth or sixth. It's about that the guys who you are expecting to be dudes, for example, Jung Hoo Lee, haven't really been that lately. And so Melvin's trying to take some pressure off.
To me, though, it's also about the future. And again, I'm going to make a comparison between the Warriors. I don't have a ton of confidence in the Warriors moving forward. How come, Steiny? Because they're old. Okay, what about the Giants? This, to me, is the fundamental difference. If the Giants don't make the postseason, all right, or they fall short of their goals, however you want to define it, I'm sorry, but it's fine. It's fine because they have three guys who are going to be on the team next year, and the year after that, and the year after that, and you feel like they're cornerstone pieces. And so all the Giants have to do is, it's going to sound easy, but get better around those guys. You know what I mean? Because they have their offensive foundation now. Doesn't mean they wouldn't want to add maybe somebody every bit as good as Devers. But the reality is they're building something here, whether you like it or not. And if something doesn't click this year, maybe they're a starting pitcher short or one more hitter short, and they don't get it done, then they go out and get it in the offseason, and hopefully you continue to ascend.
But I do think if they don't make the playoffs, there's going to be disappointment.
Yes, no doubt.
Because I think people, even before the Devers deal, thought that that's a real possibility. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Like, I look at it now. It's so funny. I just look at the starting pitching just a little differently since Devers has gotten here. And now I'm starting to think, just like the Warriors, you know what? If they hadn't traded for Devers and they were, you know, were going to go forward that way, ooh, it was going to be a long shot, maybe. That's the way I feel now to make the third wild card. They could, but it was going to be a struggle. Now you're right. If they don't make the postseason, it is an absolute disappointment. But I will say this: I think we're going to know exactly why if they don't make the postseason. You know, either their starting pitching will falter and they can address that, or they're going to need more hitting. They can address that. But I look at these moves that Posey made as he's just starting this foundation. But yes, it would be a disappointment, especially now after they made this trade. And there is a lot of optimism.
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing to have, expectation. That also means that like you're legit. Again, you're a player. I mean, when teams in this town spend a lot of money, people expect things. And I think I also don't think Posey really minds that. Like, I think Posey actually, I think he enjoys both as a player and now obviously as an executive being a part of teams that are expected to do something. Like, winning is what he's a part of. The Giants now have to, they have to deliver. Like, they just do. When you invest that amount of money in a player, I do think that there's a weight that comes with it. But what I, to your point about kind of the, I would call it like the clarity. Like, there is more clarity about what the Giants need now, whereas before it was, well, they need everything. Like,
right.
they just need some hitters. They need big bats. They need a little more starting pitching, maybe. Or they need another arm. Like, now, I do think that watching a game like last night, you can clearly see where holes are in their team. And I would hope that it makes it easier to address, whether it's at the trade deadline. Like, all right, they need starting pitching help. Okay, well, there are guys out there you can go get. There are guys at the deadline that are available that are not going to be ridiculously expensive that can help you fill in what you're missing with a Harrison or, I don't know, maybe a Hicks, so to speak. Like, there are players like that out there. You also might need to find a second baseman. You also might need to find a right fielder, like, or a left fielder, someone who can give you some sort of pop in the middle of your order. Like, right now, I think, watching last night, it's very clear their lineup still has holes. And it's been clear the last couple of nights, even though Devers has been in the middle of it.
No, you're right. I mean, they're still not an offensive juggernaut, for sure. And again, you look at a game like last night, and what'd you think of the play in the first inning with Yaz? Kind of got it caught in the sun. Would have been a great catch. It ended up being a double. They ended up scoring the run. It was real early in the game. Maybe you didn't see it.
No, I did. Yeah, he lost it in the sun.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like those little plays, they hurt you. You know, when you're not scoring a ton of runs, like the Schmidt getting thrown, like the Schmidt. Yeah, I don't like the Schmidt right now. I was going to tell him, don't you think it's funny that Chapman gets hurt and Schmidt is a key figure in like four of the next seven games?
I think he's going to be the key figure in more than four of seven.
And that could be a problem.
Well, but it's not just him. It's like,
no, I know.
It's Schmidt and Fitz and Bailey. And potentially Encarnacion, and maybe Flores. I mean, Flores last night, like ground ball that got hit off his chest. That's a tough play, but he hasn't played a lot of first base. There's no chance I expect him to make that play. Oh, save me!
You got it. All right. Yeah, it was his fifth game at first base last night.
Yeah, that was a hard hit ball. He's not making that play, and. Again, it's like you're looking around and you see, all right, Chapman really masks some of their defensive issues. They don't have, I mean, Yaz, I would just chalk that up to bad luck. Like, I think he's a good defensive outfielder. But
yeah. No, it wasn't an error or anything like that. It's just the fine line sometimes between making a play and not making a play. When you're a team like this, they're going to have to make, they're going to, again, that was a great catch, but they're not going to be able to make some of the mistakes they're making, particularly on the base path, and not pay for it.
And you would hope that Verlander might be able to pick you up by not giving up a hit to the next guy.
It's a very valid point. 888-957-9570 is the number. I got to ask you, and I maybe even call Risotto in on this one. I got to ask you about a player on the Giants that somebody's going to need to explain to me. All right, I'm going to need you to explain this player to me and what is going on this year. That's coming up on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by Honda of Vallejo.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.